USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am back.
A few weeks after suffering a heart attack, Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders has a message for his supporters.
I am more than ready to assume the office of President of the United States.
Sanders holding a rally in Queens, New York yesterday, his first campaign event since having that heart attack. Change in plans as President Trump says his Miami resort will not be hosting the G7 summit because of what he calls irrational hostility from the media and Democrats. The president had come under intense bipartisan criticism for selecting his own property to host the meeting of the leaders of the top seven economies in the world. House Democrats even planning to investigate how Trump National Doral was selected. And this is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Reports are, despite the U.S. brokering what was called a five-day ceasefire between Turkey and Kurdish fighters in Syria, the fighting is continuing there. U.S. Defense Chief Mark Esper defending efforts to strike that deal.
I think overall the ceasefire generally seems to be holding. We see a stabilization of the lines, if you will, on the ground. And we do get reports of intermittent fires, this and that. It doesn't surprise me necessarily. But that's what we're picking up. That's what we're seeing so far.
Word is U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria are now being sent to Iraq. The European Union considering extending Britain's deadline to leave the EU. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was forced to send the EU a letter asking for an extension to the October 31st deadline after Parliament yesterday voted to rule out a no-deal exit. Houston will face the Washington Nationals in the World Series. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Another horse has died at Santa Anita Racetrack in California. This time, it was a 3-year-old gelding named Satchel Paige. The horse died yesterday after breaking down during the fifth race. He was euthanized because of a racing injury. It's the 34th horse to die at Santa Anita since December 26th of last year. The Mid-Atlantic states and the Northeast will be seeing some heavy rain today because of what's left of tropical rainstorm Nestor. The storm has passed its peak, but it's still bringing a lot of rains and gusty winds to the southeast coast, and it's now moving up the way. Forecasters warning of localized flooding, especially in low-lying and poor drainage areas, and up to 3 inches of rain is predicted from the Carolinas to Delaware. And cities on the northeast coast will be seeing the rain tonight. Nestor lost intensity, but again still producing wind gusts of up to 50 miles an hour. And more now on the matchup for the 2019 World Series. As I mentioned, it's going to be between the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals. That's because the Astros defeated the New York Yankees 6-4 in Game 6 last night to clinch the American League pennant. Houston hosting the Nationals for Game 1 of the series starting on Tuesday of this upcoming week. And you can always find us online, you know. Yes, check us out. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.